glad that you're here. We have all board members present, and Superintendent Davis and Business Administrator Jared Black. And with that, we'll have you stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. We will begin with the presentations by Dana Terry on the concurrent enrollment.
Well, I think there's a mistake on the agenda because really we're here to present our comp guidance.
Oh, okay.
And it's kind of all together.
All right.
So we'll just combine that.
Okay.
Knock three things off the agenda.
Okay, there we go.
So I gave you all a handout that says comprehensive guidance, and basically in this handout it shows the different percentages in the different areas that we work in, guidance curriculum, individual planning, responsive services, system support, and other. I won't read through all of them because I'm sure you guys can handle that. But the first thing I have highlighted is college application day, which Ashley will talk about.
Okay, so College Application Day is something new that we're starting this year. It's on the 16th, and we'll have representatives from colleges throughout the state come to the high school, and seniors will be able to get help and fund for colleges. And many colleges are waiving the application fees on that date.
Oh, good.
So that can add up a lot there.
Yeah.
So students should get a chance to apply for about three colleges during that day. It's just an afternoon. And then that same night, we'll be doing FAFSA night, so parents can come and get help applying for the FAFSA. They'll bring in their information, and we'll have some representatives from USU here to help them with that.
That's wonderful. That's a big roadblock in some of them.
Federal application for financial student aid.
Wow.
Ooh.
Free application for federal student aid.
He would do that to you, wouldn't he?
I know, he's so nice.
And so on that, the rules did change this year on FAFSA. Kids could start applying this year as of October 1st and use their 2015 taxes. Next year, they'll be able to use their 2015 taxes again, so it'll be kind of 2 years behind. And the colleges have a little more discretion on how much they'll grant students. So if your income changes between those 2 years, you can go into their financial aid and talk to them, and then if they grant you more money if you need it. So the rules have changed on that. So then just kind of moving down, the next thing I have highlighted is the machine tool program. And I gave you a handout on that. So I have been collecting data on the machine tool program. That was a part of kind of expanding that program. And so last year was the first year we had the early bird machining class, concurrent enrollment. We had 8 students involved in that, and they all signed up for concurrent enrollment, 5 seniors and 3 juniors. 3 of those seniors are continuing their education in post-secondary programs. The machine tool class, we had 4 students take that. 3 of those were signed up for college credit. That was a 2-credit-hour class, so if you took both of those classes, you'd end up with 10 credits from state college, which was a huge advantage to our students. And then this year, the early bird class has stayed pretty consistent. We have 9 students enrolled in that. 7 of those are signed up for the college credit. 2 of them are juniors, and the rest are seniors. The machine tool class, though, has increased by 7 students, so that's where we've seen the big increase. 9 of those students are signed up for the 2-hour credit class. So we have 4 seniors, 2 juniors, and 5 sophomores. So the interest in that field is growing, and we're pretty excited about it. So, and I anticipate those 7 students taking early bird next year to keep that program going. And then I just kind of wanted the board to be kind of aware of some of the things I had students write me. Some things that they learned from machining, because But, so the first quote was from Mason Moss, and he said, "Machine tool has taught me to sharpen drill bits, cutting tools and blades. It has taught me that there is always a way to solve a problem, and that there is not just one right way to accomplish a task." The next one is, "This class is beneficial to me because I really like to make stuff even though I'm not very good at math. I think this class is a great place to start a career if I wish to do something in the near future. I thought the tuition was cheap, and I'm very grateful for that." That was Gavin Paskett that said that. And then the next one is, "This class has helped me learn how to use tools, work with others, and with myself. You get to be in the shop, use your hands every day. Concurrent enrollment is awesome because it's way cheaper than doing it in college, and you learn just as much." That's timing already. And the last one, "I especially like this class because I'm going into engineering, and because of this class, I am able to see the other side of the industry. Not only the designing part, but the building and machining part of it too." That was Kate Marred. So these boys, that's the biggest thing kind of from their comments, is they're not just out there learning how to build things, they're learning how to work with each other, and how to be successful by learning how to problem solve and look at real world tasks, and know that the skills that they're learning out there, they can go home and use those skills right away. So I think it's really important, and I do appreciate the board supporting the machine tool program here at Emory High. So now Ashley's going to talk to you about her STEM grant and robotics.
So we received almost $200,000STEM grant from the STEM Action Center for computer programming and robotics. So there is a great need for computer programmers in the nation and even our local area. Part of this grant worked with economic leaders in our area, county commissioners, and they feel like there is a need for this type of person. So this is kind of where we want to start with that. It helps with funding for a computer programming class at Emory High School. This year we have 25 students enrolled in that class. It paid to have Mr. Mortensen go to training during the summer and to receive ongoing training to actually teach the class live rather than just like an online class. We predict that we'll have two sections of this next year that it will continue to grow. So it's definitely good skills even for students that don't plan on going into that in a career because it's so useful for lots of different careers. It also includes robotics from kindergarten through 12th grade. So we've got Lego leagues in the elementary schools, and then it's called First Robotics in the junior high and high schools. The county donated a building up by the old sheriff's office, and they're using that for the junior high and high school. And then the Lego leagues are at Castle Elementary, and all students are invited to that. And we even have some started at Green River High School, so that's going on too.
Good.
There's about 65 elementary school students that participate, 14 junior high students, 8 Emory High School students, and 6 Green River High School students that participate in those. So those teach a lot of skills that can help. And it does build kind of a pipeline for computer programming in the future because they're closely related. It also pays for technology field trips. We're going on an SUU code camp next weekend. We've got 19 students registered for that. So it's an overnight camp, and they have to stay up for 24 hours in code, and they're super excited about it.
Yeah.
I will be the chaperone.
Oh, good luck.
Maybe on break from Monday, but that's okay. We'll be going to a SheTech Explorer Day. I believe that's in March. Part of the grant is really trying to target females, too. There's a great need for female computer programmers in the industry, too. So SheTech Explorer Day is just for girls, and it talks about different
SheTech.
Yeah.
That's
fun.
So they'll talk about different careers in technology and kind of get our students interested in that. So we'll be working on that. And then the third is just an optional technology field trip that we are looking at options to take students on that. So it pays for transportation and registration fees and hotels if necessary on that. It will also have an hour of code day camp that we'll put on probably in the springtime. So it'll be here at the high school, and it will involve students of all grade levels that can come and learn just really basic computer coding and kind of get an idea of that and talk about coding as a career and We would like to, there's also funding for broadcast technology equipment to broadcast the computer programming class to Green River High School. Hopefully next year if we can get that set up. And then we are buying a CNC simulator for the machining program.
Hmm.
It's a computer program that the students can put in code. So it's kind of an intro level computer programming class for these hands-on type students too. So it's really reaching out to a broad spectrum of students. And then this is a 1-year grant, but we will request additional funding for future years to build a computer programming pathway at the high school. So adding one more class next year, as well as hopefully an additional class the following year. And then we're looking at concurrent enrollment robotics or pre-engineering high school course next year.
Oh.
And just sustaining the current program in future years.
Is it pretty, are you pretty hopeful that you'll get the additional funding?
Yeah.
It looks like it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. It'd be nice to know
that
you're
on that.
Yeah.
I've worked really closely with the STEM Action Center, and they want to continue to support it just as long as, they just do the 1 year to make sure that it's actually going to be successful.
Okay.
And as long as
good.
It's successful,
then they'll
then
give
really
you a
point.
Okay. That sounds good.
This is a pilot or an example for the
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, so they know that rural Utah doesn't have the same opportunities that they have up north, and so they really feel for us. So Emory County School District is actually going to be a pilot program, and we'll help reach out to other school districts, rural school districts, to apply for this grant and be able to receive that funding. And they'll also take this grant to the legislatures and hope to get additional funding specifically for rural schools.
You must know that you can trust Emory High School to do that, or Emory School District.
Yes,
ma'am. Great.
So as you can see, we do have a lot of responsibilities, and I know throughout the year and many discussions, like things in ninth graders and moving on. And we, as a counselors in the district, we want to make sure that students and parents are supported. So Ashley and I will be helping with the junior high counselors with the CCRs for both junior highs.
Mm, that's nice.
To help make that transition. That is a lot more work for us, but we're happy to do it to make sure those kids get up here and and parents feel comfortable with that transition. So, and last but certainly not least, this year we spent some of our counseling funds making our senior timeline a little bit prettier and fancier. So we gave these out to the seniors. So it does have timelines and deadlines of when things are due. A little graduation corner just to remind them what they need to do. Financial aid reminders on there. And then on the back, just a checklist and some our contact information. But we thought, you know, that was a lot prettier to hang on your fridge and be a lot happier. So we're pretty excited about
very
that.
Very nice.
But that kind of concludes our comprehensive counseling program, unless you guys have questions for us.
I have one question. Do you have any girls enrolled in the machining program?
The machining? No, not currently. We have a couple enrolled in welding, but not machining.
Any taking the robotics
class? The computer programming class, we've got about 30% females, which is much higher than the industry. I think the goal is kind of to increase that even more.
As part of the club, do we have?
Yeah, we've got girls enrolled in the robotics club. Elementary, I'd say it's about 50% girls at the elementary level. And then the junior high, we have a few junior high students. And then the high school, actually Green River High School is 50% female, so 3 of the 6 girls are female.
So right now it's just a club. And then it will move into classes in
yeah,
subsequent years.
Okay,
that's just wanted to clarify that. Yeah. Okay, I think
that's fantastic.
Any other questions? So we would just ask when the board gives us approval for our comp guidance program for next year.
Do you need a motion?
Yes.
I'll make an enthusiastic motion that we.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you for all you do.
Yes.
It's a great service to the students.
I wish I would have had one on my way, but I got kids in school.
Yeah, it's hard to say you didn't know, right?
Yeah. Well, I think we'll continue doing that in the future.
It's a great use of funds. Thank you again. We have a travel request from Emory High School Automotive Program.
I'm looking at taking 5 to 6 students to Farmington, New Mexico. It'll be a 2-day trip, leave on Thursday, November 17th, and come back on the 18th. Be back around 8:00 at night. So I have a van for transportation from the college that's 100% good to go this year. Last year it wasn't. This year it's completed, so. Anyway, that's what I've been looking for.
So are you the only chaperone? Are you taking others?
Just me.
Just you, okay.
How many kids did you say were going?
5 to 6.
All boys, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we approve this travel.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, any opposed? Okay, there's big expectations for you guys to maintain. Thank you. We have the consent agenda, the warrants, the minutes for October 2016 meeting, and the financial reports for October 2016. Are there any questions on those?
I'll make the motion that we accept them as we receive them.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, any opposed? Prior to this meeting, we met with the independent auditors, and we need approval of the independent auditor's report for fiscal year 2016.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, any opposed? I might say that they were very pleased with how things went as they audited our school district. There were, and looked over all of our ins and outs of the monies that go through our offices. We have personnel actions, names for approval.
Yes, I have 3 names to present. Alan MacArthur, head custodian at Canyon View Junior High, Joanne Taylor, part-time custodian at Canyon View, and Howie Short Hill, assistant baseball coach, Emory High School.
Okay.
I'd make a motion that we accept them as you've given them to us.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, any opposed? Approval of sports schedules.
Yes, you should have in your packet a collection of sports schedules covering winter sports and a few spring sports. We don't have all of those in yet, as you would expect, but I would recommend approval of those that have been submitted.
I move that we approve the ones that have been submitted.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, any opposed? The 2017 board meeting schedule. I think we talked about maybe moving that one in April, because that is spring break. Did we?
That was not changed.
Okay.
This is the same one that I gave you last month.
Right, and we talked about spring break being that week that we might do it the next week. Is that,
yeah,
is that a possibility?
Let's see. Is this the one we looked at?
I think
yeah,
and
exactly
it's not the same week as spring break. Let's
yeah,
see.
It
it's the first week in April.
April 5th and spring
is
break
it?
Is
yeah.
the second.
I mean, there's a calendar on there, so we can look at and see.
Okay.
April 2 through 6 is spring break.
Yeah.
Okay.
It would be better for me if we could, but
oh, no,
if everybody else would rather have it on the 5th, then that would work for.
Oh. You're looking at the next year's calendar.
That's what
calendar.
It was. Yeah, we're looking at the calendar for the following year.
Right.
For this
we're
is
talking
2017-18.
Exactly.
Right.
Isn't
no.
this? No, it isn't.
This is
the following.
2017-18.
This
would
is
be spring break
fall,
2018.
18. Yeah, that's what it was.
What is the spring break this year then?
It's
Well, I don't know, but I don't think there's a conflict with the proposed days.
I think it's later. I think it's 20th or the 21st or something.
Okay. I know I won't be here on the 5th of April.
This year?
So, but that's fine.
Well, we can switch it if you want.
First one to get there can go watch the Cubs game for 5 minutes.
I don't care if it changes. I just looked at the schedule and thought,
Yeah, that's true.
This is the following year, so I didn't know if there still would be a conflict, but.
No one gets to know.
Let's switch it then.
That's a request for superintendent. Spring break is 13, 14, 15.
Okay, so 5th.
So it'd be okay.
Yeah, I won't be here, but that's okay.
I won't be there the 5th this year.
No. But that's okay, because I might not be here. I'm going to Lake Tahoe. What's the one in the, in Northern California, the?
Tahoe?
Not Tahoe, the other one, the big one.
Tahoe's pretty big.
I'm clueless.
It'll come to me. I'm on a 2-minute delay. Anyway.
So if we switched it, it would be close to spring break.
Yeah, then it would be in spring break, so we better not do it. Let's just leave it.
Yeah, it would.
I wanted to be a couple of days before, because it would be the 12th.
Yeah, but it would be the Wednesday night before spring break, Thursday, Friday, Monday, so.
So, and that might affect you, you know, with kids and stuff, so.
Okay, so I move we approve it as it's been proposed.
I think that's a good idea.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 We'll have to get by without you.
I think. I might not even be here. Who knows? Okay.
You're gonna go play.
You better be.
Approval of the 3-year calendar.
Yes, you received copies of the calendar committee's recommendations in the last meeting.
Yeah.
And.
And the associations have gone through this and looked at it.
Yeah, we have representation association, both associations on our committee, as well as Julie was on that committee as well.
So what's the main difference? Just the
Spring break, 5-day spring break. We've eliminated the minimum days. Those are professional days.
Okay.
And the Martin Luther King Day is
officially a holiday.
Okay. Those are the main changes from what we've seen.
Okay. Okay. Motion is in order.
I make the motion we accept the 3-year calendar.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, let's go to the principal's report.
Wow. I just got a report on my phone. I'm missing a good game.
Let's hear the score before we start.
I better not. The Cubs are winning though.
Incentive to talk back.
So there's so much to say what's going on at our school. I probably need to make note that I'm not as creative as Mr. Davis on the handout, but I tried a little bit, so.
You look great, by the way.
In our Emory High so far, in the red lettering there, we have academic all-staters in several sports this year so far. And in tennis, we have Aubriana Migliori and Taryn Miller, or Tieran, I can't say it right. She's kind of pronounced weird. And then cross country, Aaron Hurst, Allison Woolsey, and Daryl Diamond. And our cross country boys ended up second place in the state tournament, which is, you know, we had a really good shot of winning. And, we were right there close, just a few points away. And, but they were a good group, and most of them are back. You know, we lose Daryl as a senior, but we have a lot of good young kids. So volleyball, Kaylee Butler was an all-stater, academic all-stater, and then football, Ty Meekin. In the school and the community, we held a blood drive here, and we do it, you know, every year, and we had really good support from our students and the community. We had the aerospace exploration tour here October 2nd, and that was a really big event, and I think it was well attended, and our students, we had a lot of students out, and they really enjoyed all the booths and all of the activities they got to do, and so that was a good thing for our school. And then we did have Jake Tuttle, from, he graduated from here, but he's on the U of U honor track. And he came and spoke to some of our honor students, kind of give them a heads up and some advice of what things to do and not to do. And I thought it went really well. And I think the kids responded real well to that. So that was just a week ago. And then tomorrow night we have the youth protection seminar, and we've been encouraging our students and parents, you know, to invite parents, and hopefully we have a good participation there. So that's a little bit there on the front page. Some of the things, and a lot of this, you know, was implemented years ago, but we still hold our homework class Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and that's been well attended. And now that there's a few students on the probation status after first term, there's, you know, hopefully it'll be a little more attended and help kids out there recovering their credits. We do have the A-plus credit recovery for those that do fail a class, and so that's there to help them out. Some of our projects that have been completed, we did get new bleachers out for our football field. We use that for the mess section, the student section. And I thought it worked out really well this year. Kept our students together, and the band in a section, and so parents can see the game. And you know, most home games they were filled up, and it was good. So, and then our other project is our new soccer field project. It ended up being a little more than we bid off, but it turned out to be really nice. And one of our soccer coaches here, and I think they are impressed with it and looking forward to playing there the next year. So, as far as our professional development for teachers, so far this year we've been doing some Google Docs training and Google Classroom. We've had Nathan Wilson from the Service Center here on Monday evenings and doing some Google training for teachers. We're about to the point where it's going to be individualized. Contact him. We're at a standstill with the Google Classroom, just not having a one-to-one book, Chromebooks or whatever, but they're at least starting to implement it in their classes a little bit, so we've been doing that. We still do our Nuestra Casa awards program for our students for attendance and service. Continued with the student handbook that Mr. Davis started. We updated it a lot, especially faculty. Maybe if you want to look at your handbook, I think it's page 21 in the student handbook. Maybe some faculty members. We have several new faculty members added, and one of them's here, Mr. Peacock. He's one that we added. Maybe just so you're familiar with who we might have added this year as a staff, but. On page 23, what's that? Oh yeah, Mr. Wayne. Well, sorry, he's in the back row. I didn't. But on page 23, we had a Mr. Novi. So you see who he is. Maybe if you see him around, he's our band teacher. Mr. Peacock there, and Mr. Wingett were our teachers. And Mr. Stilson, I let him have a pass tonight. He's not here. He's my assistant principal. But he's added there, you guys all know him. And then on the
baseball?
Yeah, a little bit of baseball and a little bit of elk hunting, I believe, but I told him I'd cover. So. And then on the next page, we have our cheer coaches, cheer and drill, our new. So anyway, there's a little book you can look
That's
at.
Very nice.
And who are faculty and staff. Here at Emory High this year. We still have our integrity program. We had a meeting the other morning, and we gave out 12 certificates to students that have stepped up and done the right thing. And the majority of it so far this year has been students finding money, students finding wallets. One student found Mr. Moss's cell phone. Don't ask me how. His cell phone was at the office, and I said, whose phone is this? And I tried to open it up and found at least his contacts. I thought, that sounds like Mr. Moss. So we called him, and he said he's been missing for a few hours, so he had no idea. So a lot of our students turned in stolen or missing items and missing money, so it was really good. We gave them a certificate, a candy bar, and I think it makes their day, so it's, we still continue with that, and it's been good. We did our safety week, had our, all of our safety drills. We did have a lockdown and evacuation scheduled for November 15th, and I had these printed off, but it just got canceled. Moved back to, it'll be December 12th now, and we'll have a lockdown and evacuation drill. AP results from this last year, we had 24 total tests taken, and 13 of the exams were passed. SAGE testing, I'm sure most of you know, for juniors this year, no juniors will take the SAGE testing. We've talked to our faculty, and we're all on the same page as we're focusing on ACT preparation. And so that's the route we're going. One thing that worries us a little bit is for our school grade, we will be relying on sophomores.
Yes.
Taking the SAGE exam, so I'm hoping it's good and not the other way. I'm hoping the sub young ones will step up and do their very best on the testing. So, and then drug testing so far this year, we currently have 235 students participating in extracurricular activities so far. That number is continually growing with the swim just starting up, and then the fall or winter sports will start. But we have tested 55 students, no positive outcomes. We have sent two to the lab, but they came back a false positive or negative test. So. The next page, just a little bit by the numbers. This year, we have 137 seniors here, 129 juniors, and 151 sophomores. So this number might be a little different now. I think we had a student, give or take 417 the last day or two. For next year, just to give you an idea, we would have 129 seniors, 151 juniors, and 165 sophomores, and then you can see we would add 164 freshmen. So next year with the transition, we'd have 609 total students. So we do have a pretty good jump there from 417 to 609 next year. We are planning on bringing in a couple modular trailers that have two classrooms in each, so four classrooms, and then we still need to come up with another classroom inside here. In the red box, fee waiver, we have 60 students on fee waivers. It's 15% of the student body, and the dollar amount is there. And then in the box below that just gives you an idea of our faculty and staff here, the total numbers of teachers, the custodians, the drill and head coaches. So we do have a lot of faculty and staff here at high school. The last couple pages covers our SAGE results from last year. And this is Emory High. Well, it shows the state, the district, and Emory High on the graphs there. And I've been kind of in charge of the SAGE testing for a few years, and the way I see some students, the way they take the SAGE test, in my opinion, they don't really give it an honest effort. So our numbers, you know, whether they may be a little low in areas, I don't believe that. It kind of might make us look bad a little bit, kind of too, but it's hard to force a student to do their best on a testing, so on a SAGE test. So I'm kind of glad we're steering away from a little bit. But on the next page, our high school, we received a grade as a C in our SAGE testing last year. So that's kind of our report, maybe to report a little bit on our ninth grade, our scheduling. We had a few meetings on whether we're trying to go to the block schedule next year. And we've met with Mr. Jensen, the district office, and we've been throwing out ideas, and we have some mock schedules, and you know, we're in that process. And hopefully have all that figured out within the next, this month. I think Jay will end up done the end of this month, and we're trying to do what's best for kids. Obviously within the means of what we can do as far as hiring teachers and or having everything match up with the whole transition. So a lot of things happen, and I could probably put together a big list, but I didn't know where to begin, so this is a start. But do you have, anybody have any questions?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
On the very last page, career readiness, ACT 35 students took the ACT test. Is that all? Is that what I'm... The very last line.
Yeah, 35 out of...
No, sir. It's 35 points awarded, and that's based on all students that got an 18 or above in every category. If they didn't get an 18 in one category, they could have gotten 35 in other categories that would not have received points. That points is based on how many students achieve that into level 50 or whatever.
Yeah,
level
50.
And that's why that number exists.
I was thinking 35 out of 150
and... 18 points awarded.
Yeah, in every category.
Okay, yeah, I thought 35 is
the original one.
We did have 91 seniors take the ACT, not just seniors, but one that they didn't have to take just a couple weeks ago to try to improve their scores on Saturday, so that was good.
Well, I'm glad I asked that question.
That's good.
That didn't sound good.
How are you feeling about things? Your new principal, and how are things?
I enjoy coming to work, and something new every day. I kind of scramble a little bit with all the responsibility, and I'm just trying to make it a day to time. I think we have a little bit of a routine going.
Good.
Now, and I'm not comfortable, but I at least kind of feel like I might have my feet under me a little bit.
Good. Well,
now,
you
can... Now all the observations and evaluations go on, and it's now back over my head, in over my head. So.
Well, you have been given quite a feat to try and transition the ninth graders to the high school, so good luck to you, and thanks for your report. Appreciate all that you do, and your staff as well. Let's go to the business administrator's report. Jared?
Yeah, just a couple things. The legislative session doesn't start till, end of January, start of February, but the groundwork is being laid now, of course. And one of the programs that we have a little bit of concern over is the necessarily existing small schools. I don't think we're at risk of losing that funding, and it's about 1.7, 1.8 million for us. But there is a little bit of a movement to kind of question the program and so forth. So just in terms of your discussions with any legislators, that would be a really important topic to bring up.
That's good to know.
Ensure their support. And then just also wanted to make you aware that we are looking into possibility of receiving, I guess if there's one good thing about dropping student enrollment, there is a little obscure program through the state that if you've lost 4% of your enrollment over a certain period of time, if funds are available, you can be eligible to have some money from basically an enrollment loss program. And so we're checking into the possibility of that as well, and I'll let you know whether that happens or not. But there is a rule for it, and we have received it in the past, but it's been several years.
Great, thank you. Superintendent's report. Superintendent David.
Yes, if you would return to your board bulletin, you can follow along. First of all, was a letter that I received from the Southeast Utah Health Department just congratulating our district and a few neighboring districts on the work that we're doing in our schools to generate healthy lifestyles, particularly as it relates to preventing tobacco use. So a positive note from the health department that came from Debbie Marbodakis. Also, just a note about Ollie MacArthur's retirement. I think it's highly noteworthy, 41 years, I believe, in our school district. That's a long time. Many of us went up to the open house, and it was fun to give her a send-off, and we did present her with a gift from the Emory School District. And we're going to miss her, her hard work, and everything that she's done for so long. Stephen mentioned the success of the cross-country team, second in state. Excellent outcome there, and also the academic all-staters. We can never forget about the hard work our student athletes put in. It's more than just what you see on the field when they're doing homework on the bus and working in groups and keeping those grades up. To keep them up to this level is highly commendable. It's very competitive. There are only 10 academic all-staters in each sport, in each classification. There are 24 schools in 2A, I believe, 24-ish. And to be in a sport as an academic all-stater is pretty awesome. Moving down to the bottom of the page under reports and follow-up, I gave you the program for the youth protection seminar tomorrow night. That is at 6 p.m. in the Little Theater. And the program will follow the outline that's given there for you. Also, in our last meeting, we talked informally, really, about the administrative evaluation policy and procedure. So I gave you a copy of that. It follows very closely the teacher evaluation. The district office supervisors will be responsible to evaluate the principals and assistant principals, and the superintendent is responsible to evaluate the district office supervisors. It follows the guidelines from the state office, which are listed in this handbook, Utah Educational Leadership Standards, our district, and again, kudos to Superintendent Citrin for completing this project before he retired. This is the district instrument. It includes the state standards as well as our policy, and it is very well articulated, and I have met with the district office staff. They'll be meeting with the principals next Tuesday, and we will begin the process of evaluation. Some of the new principals and assistant principals will be provisional, just like a new school teacher, 3-year provisional status, and the others will be on a professional basis. Provisional are evaluated twice a year, and the professional once a year. So we're getting that underway, and it will be fun.
That's a big job.
Okay, the next one, the district human sexuality policy. This one I will defer to a closed session.
Okay.
There is some litigation there. It doesn't involve the Emory School District, but it does involve the statewide policies.
Okay.
The SESC legislative luncheon, the agenda is included in that packet, so I won't go into detail there. It is on November 17th, lunch at noon at the Carbon District office, and then we will have a chance to talk to local representatives, state legislators. So that's pretty important.
That is important.
And the USBA conference, I didn't include anything. I think you all have the information. Mm-hmm. I just kind of need to keep that in discussion. I think we have the reservation rooms and everything in place for January.
What are the dates on that again?
Sounds like it's the fifth, the seventh, whatever that.
Yeah, that's what I, fifth Thursday, yes, the first Thursday in January.
Week, Thursday, Saturday.
Thursday, yeah.
And the last thing under other, just an update on our Future Ready Leadership Planning Team, which we kind of call our tech team. We did submit our grant application. It was not accepted. It came back with some recommendations for revision. We are working vigorously on that, making those revisions. We have a meeting scheduled for Friday to go through those, and it is due on November 11th for resubmission.
Wow.
So that's all I have.
Okay, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Public comments, anything out there?
The small schools bill, the minimum money for a small school, does it have a bill number yet for when we contact with it later?
No, and I do try to put on, once the bills kind of start getting announced, I don't think anyone looks at it, but I try to put them on our website. Business department section. But no, I'm not aware of any bill numbers.
But we will have an opportunity to talk to our legislators on the 17th,
yeah,
so we'll make sure that that gets, that info gets out.
And generally ours have been and are supportive
right,
of that.
Right, exactly.
But they can also be influential with the ones who aren't.
Exactly,
so.
Exactly. It's a big deal for our school district. Yes, sure. It's important because some of those have games three or four times in a week. So it's to get academic All-State is amazing that they can do that.
I'm not sure Mr. Davis mentioned it. I think the volleyball one was a 4.0 between ladies.
And then you go to ACT school.
Mm-hmm.
All 10 or 12. They select 10 or 12. Every one of them 4.0. Throughout the different schools. So.
That's incredible.
That is incredible. Any other comments? Yes.
Yeah, just a comment I wanted to say as a teacher here that I think students have been done a really good job as the principal here. He's made our job as teachers, easier to take care of our responsibilities and stuff here at the school. And I did want to say that I think Chandler's been here doing a great job with the auto. And for him taking these kids on the trip, I think that's been something that they've done quite a bit in the past. And so I think that's been really good for our school as well. And those are just the comments I had in the meeting today.
Thank you. Appreciate those. And as does Principal Gordon, that's nice to know that you have support, and that's a big deal. So thank you. Thank you for that. Any others? Then we will, as we do have closed meeting items, so we will entertain a motion for that.
I'll make a motion that we want.
Go into closed session.
Go into a closed session.
I'll second that.
For no apparent reason.
Second.
All in favor?
Second.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you so much.
Yes.
Go enjoy the game.
Well, I want to take it back home.
Oh, thank you.